Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, September 27th. Grey Bruce OPP say a Georgian Bluffs woman considered to be missing since September 13th has been located and is safe. OPP had been appealing to the community for help in locating 64-year-old Marianne Epp and had, at one point, noted she may have been seen in Kitchener on September 20th. Police did not say where Epp was located, but note Grey Bruce OPP, the West Region Emergency Response Team, and the canine unit assisted with the search. Meanwhile, OPP are looking for a man who attacked a woman on a trail in Collingwood. Police say a 26-year-old woman was walking her dog at about 9 Sunday night on a trail between Spruce Street and High Street when she was approached from behind and tackled to the ground by a male suspect. She was able to fight him off, and he ran off. You can find a brief description of the man on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. A protest against pandemic restrictions was held Sunday afternoon in downtown Port Elgin. A large crowd of people gathered in Coulter Parkette at the intersection of Godrich and Green Streets. Some of the signs they held read, "Passports are tyranny and discrimination," "No mandated experimental vaccines," "Say no to the segregation of vax passports," and "Hands off our children." The Ontario government says more than 100 new health and safety inspectors are graduating today and will be visiting workplaces in construction, industrial, and healthcare settings promoting pandemic safety. The province says, with the support of provincial offences officers, the inspectors will be deployed to help educate workers and businesses about the newly launched vaccine certificate. Annamie Paul is stepping down as leader of the Green Party of Canada. Paul announced her resignation in Toronto today, a week after the federal election. Paul came in fourth in Toronto Centre, her third failed attempt to win the riding. There's still a day or two left to nominate someone you know for the YMCA's Peace Medal. It's presented to those who, without any special resources, status, wealth, or position, demonstrate a commitment to the values of peace through contributions made within their local, national, or global community. Peace Week medal nominations close September 29th. In 2020, the YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce named Jillian Lyman the recipient of that year's Peace Medal. Lyman, who was 19 years old at the time, organized the Owen Sound Black Lives Matter Solidarity March. The Tom Thompson Art Gallery is holding an art fundraising show to support regional artists and the gallery. The Northern Lights Art Show and Sale features artwork from 27 contemporary Ontario artists in both a virtual and physical setting. The show and sale is available for viewing in person until October 9th and online until October 16th. In Sudbury, 39 miners who have been trapped in a mine since Sunday afternoon are slowly making an escape. Vale employees in the Totten mine became stuck there after an incident took their conveyance system offline and they went to refuge stations. They're now slowly making their way out through a secondary egress ladder system that is expected to be completed tonight. Vale is the world's largest producer of nickel. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 60 points. The Dow Jones is up 71 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.19 U.S. cents, up 15 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $75.45, up $1.47 a barrel. In sports, there are just 5 games today in Major League Baseball. The biggest of the 5 matchups is tonight at Seattle, where the Mariners will host Oakland. Seattle is 2 games back of Boston for the final wildcard spot in the American League, while Oakland is a game further back and currently sits 3 games out of a postseason berth. The Toronto Blue Jays are off today as they prepare for their final homestand of the regular season. In the National Football League, Philadelphia visits Dallas. Game time is 8:15. And in National Hockey League preseason, 5 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Montreal. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.